listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the very same, his name is worthy to be praised. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is no God like Yahweh. Come on, there's a writer that says, I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. But can I tell you today that I sing because I know God exists? I sing not because I feel like singing sometimes, but I sing because I know that God deserves worship. Holy God! I just want to share with you quickly today how much God loves his people. Hallelujah. And I know that the enemy does not want us to feel loved. Hence, he creates turmoils in our lives. And then he shows you how you are disliked. Sometimes by your very pastor. Sometimes it's by your supervisor. Sometimes it's by your mother. Sometimes it's by your father. Sometimes it's by your husband or wives. But the enemy is a deceiver. And it really and truly doesn't mean that because someone passed you this morning and didn't say, how are you? That does not denote whether or not that person loves or hates you. Come on and say amen. Sometimes the person that really don't care about you and desire to hurt you are the very persons that walk up and say, how are you doing today? I no doubt sometimes those are the people that said, where exactly will you be dining today? Sometimes those are the people that said, may I dine with you? But God loves his people with an everlasting love. A love that is past finding out. Turn your Bibles quickly as I put a word of encouragement in your spirit. St. Luke 15. And the word is as simple as this. He loves me. Now, nudge your neighbor and say, that settles it. He loves me. St. Luke 15, reading from the verse 1, says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Now we're not talking about saved people. We're talking about people that have not yet repented of their sins. We're talking about people that are yet to know him. But they came near. Now tell your neighbor, get a little closer. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Hello? Now the scribes and the Pharisees are the ones that are supposed to be so godly, supposed to be so holier than thou. They had a problem with the sinners coming close to hear what Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, has to say. When Yahshua perceived what was in their heart, he said, verse 3, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? Which one of you? What was he trying to say here? Let's read on a little bit more. And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. In other words, when you've found something that is precious, that was precious to you, that was taken from you, or that was lost from you, when you regain it, it brings joy. And when he cometh home, now there's so much joy, that when he cometh home, what did he do? He called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Now we are talking about one sheep. Because he said, if you have 100 and you lost one, leaving 99, he will leave the 99 in the wilderness and he will go after the one that is lost, and he will not be silent when he finds the one that was lost. He will create excitement. He will come home and prepare a dinner and prepare wine and call for his friends and neighbors. It gets a little better. Verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just person which need no repentance. Hello out there. Anybody listening out there? Are you in this house? Can you hear me? And I'm talking now to those of us that are so self-righteous. When you see people, people are God's people. Hello? Whether you see them doing good or evil. Hello? Because it is God that breathed the breath of life into man. Can you imagine? All of us are here today. And so, let's say the church has 100 members. One person didn't show up today. And the pastor said, oh, I don't worry. Oh, it's just one. I don't worry about that one. I don't have to call up that one to find out what happened. Why were you not in church today? I still have 99. Because really and truly, when you pack this house out, if there's an empty seat further to the back, I can't see. I don't even know. Come on and say amen. But a careful pastor, a loving pastor, his or her eyes are going to be everywhere over the congregation, looking to make sure that all of the sheep and a good pastor will not go to bed until he or she reaches out to that one that never showed up. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. And sometimes it's not the pastor that is physically making that phone call, but there got to be someone that is closely connected to the pastor that understand that, listen, reach out and make sure that thus and thus is doing all right. Come on and shout amen. Amen. When one sinner repents, shout the word repent. I'm going to tell you what happens when a sinner repents. When a sinner repents. Verse 9 spoke about a woman that if she have her silvers, her jewelries, and she lost just one piece, she will not sleep. She will not rest until she find that one piece that is missing. It could be just a little earring. And it does not matter if she has a million earrings. She will not rest until she find the one missing. Somebody shout, the one missing. But verse 10 says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. What is it that Lucifer said to us? Make no sense you pray because you've sinned against God and he is mad with you. Not your neighbor and said, all it calls for is for you to repent. Oh, come on, tell somebody else. Angels are waiting in line with their dancing shoes on, waiting to hear your prayer. Say, Lord, I have done wrong. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I repent. Somebody shout, holy God. Somebody shout, holy God. Come on and magnify the name of Yahweh. And that's why the praises of God should be high in the house. Somebody shout, all the time. All the time. Somebody shout, all the time. Because the God that we serve is a loving God. So when you know that you've wronged your God and your heart is not right, stop where you are, make it right, and you'll have heaven's attention. Come on, tell somebody the Lord is worried about you, and he will leave the entire congregation and come to see about you. Come on and tell somebody else that God will leave the righteous. God will leave the holy. And God will come for me. Anybody feel discouraged out there? Anybody feel discouraged in here today? God will come for you. God will seek for you. God will rescue you. God will find you. God wants you. Oh, get up and tell two people, he wants me. Oh, come on and tell somebody, he wants me. Oh, tell two people, he cares for me. Oh, tell somebody, he loves me. Holy, holy, holy God. I'm sending this message to people that feel lonely, broken, and hopeless. I want you to know that he loves you. I'm sending this message to people out there that become sick and tired of church folks. And you're in your house and determined that you'll never go back to church. Let me tell you something, it's the wrong decision. And God is coming for you. So get dressed. Like it or not, he is going to find you. And he's going to take you back to the fold again. Somebody said, bring me back. Holy God. So I have news for those that believe. I've been hurt by church folks so many times. I have decided to worship God in my house. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Let the church shout, holy convocation. I've got news for you. You cannot convocate by yourself. Tell somebody, you need an audience. You need a multitude. Come and tell somebody, you need people. Holy God. So I'm sending this healing word in the airwave today. God is calling for you. God is seeking for you. Can you hear his voice? And he's on the top of his lung saying, where are you? John, where are you? Elizabeth, where are you? Peter, where are you? I'm looking for you. Give me a signal if you can hear me. Are you hurt? Are you dead? Where are you? He's calling for you because he loves you. He loves you. And I'm sorry to tell you, he's going to bring you back and he's going to place you with people. Because it's not good to be alone. He is God, and when he created man, he looked at man and he said, it is not good for a man to be alone. Man needs company. Tell your neighbor, you need me. You need me. I need you. Though I hurt you sometimes, though you get on my last nerve sometimes, I need you. Come and tell somebody, tomorrow it will get better. Come and tell somebody, it gets better over time. Do you believe God today? Is there any sinner in the house today? Are there any sinners listening to me out there? Raise your hand if we have any sinners in the room. Do we have any sinners, any publican? A sinner is a person that just keep on sinning. That's a sinner. You can believe that? Yahshua HaMashiach is the Son of the Living God, and you're still a sinner. Because you just keep on sinning. But can I tell you? He has a desire to save you. He has a desire to ransom you. And if you're out there and you're listening to me, stop what you're doing. If you can't get on your knees, lift up your hands and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. I surrender myself. I repent. I'm sorry. Here I am. And can I tell you, the moment that you said that, a party is in your honor. Rejoicing is in your honor. Holy God, holy God. Come on and turn your situation around just simply by saying, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I am sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I am wrong. And I would to God that everyone under the hearing of my voice right now would just lift up their hands in the presence of Yahshua HaMashiach and search yourself. Have I done anything wrong today? Is there anything in my life that I just need to tell the Lord sorry for? Lord, I'm sorry. Let the rejoicing begins. Come on and let the rejoicing begins. Let the rejoicing, let the rejoicing begins. Let the music begins to play. Oh, everything is gonna be all right now. Everything is gonna be all right now. Everything is gonna be all right now. Everything is gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. You're not by yourself anymore. You're on his shoulder now. I said you are on his shoulder now. Oh, it's gonna be all right. Oh, it's gonna be all right. You may be hurting. You may be bleeding. But it's gonna be all right. Can you hear the music? Can you hear the music? It's all right. And it's all right. He loves me. And he said it's all right. He loves me. And he said it's all right. It's all right. God bless you on today.
There were 99 that saved me.
copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Join God in the Raw Ministries for the Seller of Purple Women's Conference. This will be held on June the 16th through the 18th, 2016, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, located at 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. If you are looking for directions and a prophetic word to change the course of your life, this is an event you don't want to miss. For more information, call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That's 1-888-914-6346. Again, that's 1-888-914-6346. You can also visit our website at www.godintheraw.org. Hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Arise and shine. Arise and shine.